This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why scientists fail at communication and how to fix it. What happened? Scientists make world-changing discoveries regularly. Cures advance. Nutrition science sharpens. AI ethics evolve. And yet a troubling gap persists. Millions of people either tune out or outright reject findings that could extend or save their lives. Dr. Brian Southwell, a researcher focused on science communication, is putting a spotlight on why this gap exists and what communicators can do to close it. The communication angle. Here is the core failure in science communication, and it has nothing to do with intelligence. Scientists are trained to be precise. Precision, in a research context, means qualifying every claim, hedging every conclusion, and burying the headline in methodology. That habit is a virtue in a lab. It is a disaster at a podium. The public does not distrust science because they are foolish. They distrust it because scientists routinely speak in a way that signals distance. When a researcher says the data suggests a potential correlation that may indicate, the audience hears one thing. We are not sure. And if you are not sure, why should they act? The language of caution reads as the language of doubt. That is a communication failure, not a scientific one. What works instead is specificity without complexity, not simplification. Specificity. There is a crucial difference. Simplification strips out nuance and often produces distortion. Specificity means choosing the one concrete, true detail that makes your point land. This vaccine reduces your chance of hospitalization by 90%, is specific. Emerging evidence supports the efficacy of this intervention across multiple studied populations is precise, but useless to anyone outside a journal. The second failure is the messenger problem. Scientists assume their credentials do the heavy lifting. They do not. Trust is not transferred by a title. It is built through familiarity, shared values, and tone. When a scientist speaks to a skeptical public with impatience or condescension, the audience does not update their beliefs. They dig in. The research on this is not complicated. People trust people who seem to understand their lives. A communicator who acknowledges real concerns before presenting data will always outperform one who leads with authority. Dr. Southwell's focus on this problem is the right call. The fix is not a public education campaign. It is retraining scientists and science journalists to communicate with the same rigor they apply to their research, but aimed at actual human beings. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience calibration gives you a framework for diagnosing who is actually in the room before you decide how to speak. Most communicators skip this step entirely. They prepare what they want to say instead of preparing for who needs to hear it. Those are two completely different jobs, and confusing them is why brilliant people with genuinely important things to say keep losing their audience before the second paragraph. The takeaway. Before your next presentation, explanation, or public-facing message about any complex topic, strip it down to one sentence that a curious 12-year-old would find interesting and believable. Not condescending. Interesting. If you cannot write that sentence, you do not yet understand your own message well enough to deliver it to anyone outside your field. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.